So today we have a very special guest, Victoria Lynn Shaw, who is an energy healer, Reiki master, and emotion code practitioner, in addition to being an empath. So this week we talked about giving yourself a little dose of self-compassion. Now, Victoria, I know you're a busy mother who works full-time and has two children. That's a tough place to give yourself self-compassion. So how do you do it?
I just had to carve out time. My kids are a little bit older now, so I was able to kind of turn the attention back to me. And even though it sounds like a selfish thing, it's not. I did the best that I could do with my kids. I still do the best that I can do with my children. However, it's important that I'm good. I learned an analogy a long time ago that you put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then on others. So I am learning to now take care of my needs and my wants and to be put up boundaries around things that are negative and to keep them away and to take care of myself.
That's not easy to do, honestly, we're meant to feel like it's selfish taking care of ourselves, but yes. It's really the first thing that we should be doing is 100%. Making sure we're healthy so everyone around us feeds off that energy. So if we're stressed, they're going to be stressed. If we feel good about ourselves, they're going to in turn feel good about themselves.
Yes, I've learned to live by example. So before I gave everything away and I became a toxic mess from the people that were around me and from my own emotions and thoughts and negativity, that I learned to block everybody out. And I did. It was kind of a lonely experience for a while, but I had to block basically everybody out, crawl within myself. And then again, I looked at it like filling up a cup, and my cup was at the bottom because I kept giving out to my kids, yeah. to my partners, to my family, to whoever else I could give to. And I didn't understand that it was me that I needed to fill up first. So if you live by example and you fill up yourself and work on your own emotions, it literally energetically goes out to everybody else. And then everybody else kind of rises. It's like rising your own bar and everybody else's bar rises with you.
I love that. So talk about, I know you're an empath, how you protect yourself from people's negative energy. That's a huge thing for, and we're all empaths, not to your extent, but yes. You're a true empath, which means you sense people's emotions, feelings, experiences. How does that affect you?
Well, before I knew I was an empath, I was literally a sponge. And I would, if I spent time with anybody negative, I would literally soak up all of their negativity. And by the end of the day, I was just a frazzled mess because I didn't know it wasn't mine. And then when I met a healer in Florida and we started taking these classes and talking about what an empath is, and it's somebody who's in a sponge who absorbs other people's energies, they not only sense it, but they feel it and they take it on as their own.
So Victoria, how do you protect yourself as an empath, being in a place with a lot of negative energy?
First of all, I will put a white column of light around me. I actually say a certain spiritual prayer, and I ask to invoke the full armor of God to divinely guide and protect me. I add a lot more things to it, but that gets a little spiritual. But I ask for protection, and if I'm around people who are negative, and I say, and I'm starting to absorb it, I say, if this energy is not mine, please take it away. Because I can feel, you not only sense pain, you feel it. You can feel their emotions. And a lot of people who are not empaths will gravitate to the empath's light because the empath will absorb all of their negativity. So you you shield yourself and block it out and say, if this is not mine. And it really happens with time. It's like the first time you do it, you're kind of, did I do it? Did it work? The more empowered you become as an empath, the more that you can realize your energy and the difference between someone else's. Because when you're around negative people, you soak it up and you're just thinking that you're an awful person. You know, you can't figure out things. And it's really not the truth. The truth is they're handing all of their stuff because it's something, there's literally a relationship with the empath and the narcissist. And the narcissist mm-hmm. will gravitate towards the empath. The empath is codependent and needs someone else to fill up their cup until they realize that they have the power themselves and they don't need to absorb the other person's.
I love that. That's really important for everyone to protect their energy, even if they're not an empath, you know?
Yes. Well, everybody's an empath to some degree. And that literally, the more that you do that, the more sensitive you become and the more aware that you are that it's not your energy, it's someone else's. And then the more that you, like I said, it's a time. It's probably taken me about 5 years to really settle into my sensitivities and now be able to work with them in a good manner instead of soaking up everybody else's. Now I can go, yep, no, I see you. And it's a boundary. Yeah. It's like putting up, it's not a wall that you're, you know, you're jailing yourself in. It's a boundary to say, yeah. And I've noticed this from healthy people who are not empaths and just normal people, that they don't take anybody else's BS. They just don't take right. it. Yeah. So that's the thing with the empath and the narcissist. We are their counterpart, almost like a twin flame kind of thing, to literally teach each other these life lessons. That's what I've learned.
I love that. What are some things you do to give yourself self-compassion? I know some people meditate. That's what I like to do. Not everybody does that. Some people walk, do mindful walking. What do you do to kind of calm yourself down?
I'm a big mindful walker. I take a lot of walks. I just go out into nature. Nature is a very grounding, healing frequency. And the more time you can spend out there barefoot in the grass, or even if you're not, if you can just sit down, a good meditation to do to ground yourself is to sit out in the grass. Imagine, you know, close your eyes. Imagine yourself with a long, gigantic, long gold cord going all the way down to the middle of the universe. Find a gigantic crystal rock in the middle of the universe. Wrap that cord around it. So you are grounded into the earth. So you are absorbing the earth's frequencies. Open up your crown chakra, at least even if it's not open, if you haven't gone through all your chakras, open it up and let the golden light of above, the ethereal realm, drift in. And it really does a lot to cleanse your body. And it really will reset you to the earth's frequency, which is like a 783 hertz. And you kind of, and it really will help you ground yourself and reset. It's like nature, it's like taking a nature's pill. It's kind of mm-hmm. like you just, instead of taking a pill, you take the frequency of Mother Earth.
I love that. The meditation this week is a chakra meditation. And part of it is a grounding practice, but I love that idea of the golden cord. And also remembering to take the energy from above as below.
Yes.
Which is really a beautiful, you know, practice. I know you know a lot about the chakras. We don't have to go into each one, but just explain to somebody who doesn't know what they are, how this can affect your daily moods and your emotions.
Okay, well, our chakras are our energy centers. There are seven main chakras. We start with the root, which is at the very bottom, which is your fight or flight. That's where a lot of people are right now. If you're turning on the news or you're turning in what's going on with the world, right. You're scared. You are, and you don't know which way to go because you don't know if there's a solid future. The second one is your, and the root one is right between your legs. It's your sexual and sensual areas. Your second one is your sacral, and that's below to 2 inches below your belly button. And that's your, literally, it's your emotional health. It's a lot of it. So it's also tied to the root. And then you, above the belly button is your solar plexus, which has a lot to go on with your emotions. Everything is about your emotions. Mm-hmm. We're here to master our emotions. And then once you can kind of gain, and once you're grounded in, and you really ground in and doing the meditations, and you understand those, the three purposes of those three energy centers, then you go into your heart energy center, where then you're able to literally give yourself more love and compassion. You're also mm-hmm. willing and able to give more people love and compassion. Then you go up into your throat chakra, which is then you can speak your truth. And it's hard to get to these upper chakras. You cannot get to the upper chakras until the lower ones are aligned and balanced. Then once you get through your throat chakra and you're able to speak your truth and to speak your mind, not meanly, but just, you know, being boundaries, saying what you mean and meaning what you say, walking your walk and talking the talk, then you're going to go up into your third eye chakra, where you kind of really, the goal is to reach enlightenment. And once you raise up into that, then you go up into your crown, and it's, and they're all color associated. And you kind of end up, when you end up here, it's the cone of consciousness. So you start at the bottom and you're in fear, you climb your way up until you're in peace and joy and enlightenment. So it's basically a journey from the bottom. And that's where you get the as above, so below, because these, mm-hmm. this has to match this. The upper chakras have to match the lower chakras. And when we're aligned and maintained, you are amazed at what kind of a person you can be, because you're completely different from when you started the awakening journey.
Right. So with all the bad stuff happening, what is one thing you can recommend as a professional energy healer, empath, Reiki master, that somebody who doesn't have your knowledge can do every day to kind of feel more positive?
I would turn off your television set and disengage from the mainstream media. It's meant to keep us in fear. I look at this world like a matrix. And we are inside. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the movie The Truman Show, how everybody was aware, but he wasn't. So basically, we're all individually living this inside of this matrix where it's all the news is bad. If you turn on the TV, all the movies, a lot of the movies are bad. Especially the mainstream stuff. There's independent things that are good, but I would, number one, turn off your TV. Number two, find some good self-help books. Louise Hay, How to Heal Your Life, is an excellent beginning book to look into.
Yeah.
It has a lot of, and also replacing your negative thought patterns with positive ones. And it's just like learning all over again, but you're teaching yourself.
Yeah.
I would research on YouTube, you know, anything that you resonate with that makes you feel good. And I would stay with the things that make you feel good and away from the things that make you feel bad. If you're in a toxic relationship, you can't feel good because you're always in that toxicity. So you have to remove yourself or remove that person from you. I mean, I've moved two times to try to get away from people, not only to get away from people, but just to kind of find where I could just sit with my own energy and nobody else's was involved.
Find some peace. Yeah.
Yeah. And work on your emotions. Feel your emotions. Cry when you need to cry. Purge everything out. But get to know yourself.
That's great advice. Now, I'll have your contact information in the description of the podcast, but you're available for consultations and talk a little bit about the energy clearing work that you do and the emotion code. If someone is interested in seeing you, and you can do distance healing, right? Over Zoom?
Yes. Time and space doesn't matter. You can, because we're basically tapping into your sub. I'm tapping into your subconscious. Our consciousness is about 10%. Our subconsciousness is that iceberg under the water that nobody can see, not even you. And it's filled with so much stuff. There's good stuff in there, but there's a lot of toxic and negative stuff. So the first thing I would do is have a consultation with someone to see what their, I usually say your four or five main points are that you want to work on yourself, because also you only will be able to fix and work on what you're able to bring up from your subconscious. The first thing I do is the emotion code. I'm a Reiki master, and the emotion code deals with your subconscious directly. So if all I need is your permission, if like you're in another state than I am, you would tell me four things that are bothering you. I log those down, and then I ask for permission from you to tap into your subconsciousness. And really, I'm not tapping into in an intrusive way. I'm just able, as an empath, sensitive enough to tap into what is ready to be released by you that you may not know of. And ultimately the goal is to teach you how to do it yourself. The emotion code, Reiki is another very calming, like an energetic massage with no hands on, but you do feel a calming sense. It also attunes your chakras. It helps to attune them, because even if you have a car and you're attuning, you know, your spark plugs, if something's not in quite right, your car's not going to run. It's going to run, but not at an optimum level. So it's a process that we work on, but energetically we're able to do that. I have other techniques that go, the whole life integration and the therapy are kind of like tapping into your whole body system. So you would tap into your organs, your endocrine system, chemistries and pathogens, emotional things. And we link those things, and it comes up with what's in your subconsciousness. And then we are able to kind of help you be able to deal with these kind of things and give you the tools and give you the information. It's great. The first session is really just getting to know what's going on with you. If you want, if not, I mean, we've done this even through, and Dr. Bradley Nelson is the one who designed and developed the emotion code. He's a chiropractor. And I also work for a chiropractor. And so I know if someone isn't being able to be adjusted, it's usually an energetic block. And that's how these energies cannot be destroyed. They're always there. The only thing is we need to learn to work with them, release them, and let them go. So then we are able to be a finely tuned machine. We're able to release
those.
That's
really fascinating.
Yeah, it's very interesting work, and it's helps my life amazingly.
Yeah. Well, if you had one message you would like to share with our audience, you know, what would that be? I know I love the idea about mindful walking, because not everybody is a meditator. But you can have just as much benefit from taking a walk and getting rid of, can that help you get rid of emotions?
It can help, yes, because you're grinding these out. You're releasing things. And when you're, if you're stressed out, you know, take that mindful walk and say, I'm asking for help. And that's the other thing, is you have to ask for help, even though there is nobody around you. There is that etheric help. There is spirit guides. There are angels around. Someone right. else can help you transmute and absorb those. And that's can be the earth of just asking to ground those frequencies in. And the other thing that I would say is to get to know yourself, because you are truly divine and everybody has this power within themselves. We don't need to go outside looking for pills, looking for doctors. We all have the ability to heal our own lives.
Well, that's really beautiful. I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. And we will have this on the podcast. I'll have all your contact information. Victoria lives in Utah. What is it?
Yes.
Lehi, Utah?
Lehi, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake City.
Beautiful part of the country. I can't wait to visit and see what it's like out there.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and hopefully we'll see you again for another exciting subject.
Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.
Okay.
Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that will help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. Mindful blessisms are a simple, heart-centered mindfulness practice you can use to support your health and well-being. That is one of the reasons why we are so excited to share them. Stressed to Mindfully Blessed is a podcast series dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with Mindful Blessings, aka Blessisms, Successful Living Skills and Positive Psychology, presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Start tapping into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website, mindfullyblessed.com. We welcome you to subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of videos that can help you support your healing journey, or on our Instagram Mindfully Blessed page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website, mindfullyblessed.com.